Now, this is very important, this idea and notion of life being fair or financial abundance being fair or not. The argument is not whether it's fair or not. My argument with you is that if you have that stance and that energetic programming and that electricity in your body and mind when you think of situations that upset you, if you go to the place of it's not fair, that restricts your success. It shuts down your abundance, and it causes you to come from a place of poverty, restriction, tightness, stress, and tension. And all those feelings and feeling states in the body shut down your ability to attract any kind of abundance, financial abundance, health, wealth, relationship abundance, anything that you're looking for will in fact be shut down if you have the stance and the attitude of, it's not fair. They have what I want. I want what they have. They didn't deserve it. So we can even go back to the deserving issue. If you don't think someone else deserves it, remember what we're measuring and looking at is the energy of your come from. And if you can increase your come from to one of prosperity from poverty, to prosperity from lack, to joy and relaxation and comfort and ease around the entire topic of financial abundance, everything will change in your life. It's one of the reasons I'm so excited about this program and the other attracting abundance programs, because I know it works. I had to get through major blocks in my life, dollar amount blocks, deserving blocks, worthiness blocks, standing out issues, all these issues, safety issues. They're huge for everybody I've ever met. And once you break through them, the entire financial picture and what's available to you changes. You change your ceilings, your comfort zones, what you appreciate. And then, of course, serendipitously, you attract opportunities that bring more financial abundance into your life. And it really becomes fun, becomes a bit more of a game rather than struggle and turmoil and all of those feelings that really feel crummy and mix up your vibration. So I want you to say out loud, it's not fair. And perhaps you're thinking of a situation financially about a friend or a colleague or a neighbor. And I want you to really get into the feeling, because that's how we're going to collapse it. It's not fair. 0 to 10. How true does that feel to you? It's not fair. Okay, and then we'll start tapping again. Karate chop point. Even though I have this energy that it's not fair, and it feels like a subconscious block, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though every cell in my body feels that that situation is unfair, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though it doesn't feel fair to me at all, I work really hard. I accept who I am and how I feel. Eyebrow, but it's just not fair. Side of the eye, I can feel this subconscious programming coming out. Under the eye, it just isn't fair. Under the nose, it doesn't feel fair to me at all. Chin, I hate this feeling when it doesn't feel fair. Collarbone, I can feel the restriction in my energy patterns. Under the arm, it really doesn't feel fair. Top of the head, and I don't think it's fair. Go right back to the eyebrow. Eyebrow point, it's not fair to me. Side of the eye, it's not fair to me. Under the eye, it's not fair and never has been. Under the nose, why do they get all that money? Chin, why do they get all that attention? Collarbone, and I'm better than they are anyway. Under the arm, I'm better at my profession than they are. Top of the head, it doesn't feel fair to me. Good, take a deep breath. And measure that again. Say out loud, think of the situation that was annoying you, and say out loud, it's not fair. Hopefully that number has gone down and you're just not as upset about it or frustrated by this, quote, situation that used to bother you. And we want to keep tapping and moving that subconscious energy and pattern out of your system and out of your body. Go right back to the eyebrow. I used to think it wasn't fair. Side of the eye, now I don't really care that much. Under the eye, it's really none of my business. Under the nose, but I still think it's not fair sometimes. Chin, it doesn't seem that fair. Collarbone, but that's okay. Under the arm, it's just my perspective. Top of the head, and I don't really care anymore. Eyebrow, I can feel the relief as I raise my vibration. Side of the eye, I can feel the relief as I raise my vibration. Under the eye, oh, it feels so good to me right now. Under the nose, I'm releasing these cellular memories about it being fair or not. Chin, I feel so much better. Collarbone, I don't care if it's not fair. Under the arm, I want to focus on abundance and appreciation. Top of the head, I love abundance and appreciation. Eyebrow, I love feeling lighter about all of this. Side of the eye, I love clearing these cellular memories about abundance. Under the eye, I don't even care if it's fair or not. Under the nose, because I'm focusing on my vibration. Chin, I am reducing my resistance. Collarbone, and I'm raising my vibration. Under the arm, and I feel so much better. Top of the head, that I know I'm already attracting abundance on an energetic level. Good, take a breath. All right, measure that again. It's not fair. And hopefully that phrase doesn't even mean anything to you anymore, seems boring, and it's just not got your attention. We want to reduce the power and the charge on that phrase and all of these phrases and all of these conflicts, because as we do, you are moving closer and closer to attracting the financial abundance you want. Some of you with the first tapping sequences changed all you needed to change. And you may already be noticing changes financially and opportunities in your life, that we are hitting everything that is a classic problem and block subconsciously and in cellular memories that get in our way to attracting the financial success and abundance that we want.